This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't have to worry about losing his position anytime soon, according to Colorado Congressman Ken Buck. Buck told CNN that McCarthy will have to rebuild ties with conservative Republicans after reaching an agreement with President Biden to suspend the debt ceiling.
I do know that Speaker McCarthy has credibility issues. He promised when he was running for Speaker that we would use the 2022 baseline numbers as the appropriation numbers for this year, and then went back on that promise.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is introducing legislation to help Afghans who worked for the United States. The Afghan Allies Protection Act would increase the number of Afghan special immigrant visas and extend the program by 5 years. It would also aim to streamline the program and reduce the current visa backlog. Crow, a former Army Ranger who served in Afghanistan, said the bill is about breaking the bureaucratic blockades and helping allies during their time of need. Colorado is ending a tax break for business lunches and replacing it with a tax break for small retail food companies and family farms. State lawmakers argue the business food write-off generally benefits large companies, and they'd rather use their tax powers to support smaller food producers. The new tax credit can be used on qualifying equipment purchases. Its total value is capped at $10 million a year. Voters in Denver choose a new mayor today in a runoff between candidates Kelly Bruff and Mike Johnston. In-person voting ends at 7, and that's the deadline for dropping off mail ballots. State health authorities say ozone pollution across the Front Range could be unhealthy today for people who are sensitive or those with medical conditions. The alert runs from Douglas County, south of Denver, then north to Larimer and Weld counties. This is CPR News and KRCC.